Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
Yeah, brother, like, stop right on.
All right, good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. How you doing, Sam?
I'm doing all right, Earl. Can't complain. It's getting warmer.
Yeah, it's getting warm. It's going to really be nice this weekend, and I did what I keep doing far too much in the morning, putting my canister with water on my front seat and not securing the top. And then by the time I get to where I'm going, all the water is in my seat.
So, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I got to, you know.
Not warm enough for the water park yet.
Well,
now.
They say if you know better, you should do better. Well, I should know better. I'm not doing better.
It's harder. It's easier said than done, I'd say.
Yeah. Well, let me do this. My guest should be on the line, right?
Not yet.
Okay. So, all right. So, I was expecting Mr. Al Holmes, and I guess he'll be joining us soon. But I've got a couple things I want to talk about. Let me begin with this. I don't get it. You know, have you ever seen, you know, parents with children on a leash?
I have seen some leash kids, and they're usually a little crazy, but the leash is usually pretty cute, at least, right?
I mean, you know, I've had children. They're adults now. But I just have never, I think that's crazy. I mean, if you have to put your child on a leash, I mean, what is that saying? And I get it. You know, there's some high-spirited children out here. And I guess part of this is kind of a fun thing, right? But I don't understand that. I don't understand parents who put their children on leashes and let them wander, you know, just so far, and then you pull a leash and the child comes back. You know, I think parents who do that are missing out on the training that you need to do to get your child to, I was going to say obey, but if I say obey, you know, today somebody might say, well, yeah, it's the wrong thing to say. I just think that when you put your child on a leash, you know, whether you think it's cute or not, I just think there's something wrong with that. And I know I've never done it, you know, never will do it. And I hear it's because, as you stated, that there's some children that are kind of terrors.
Yeah, but honestly, I feel like my generation is stepping into parenthood and we're seeing a lot of lazy parents, like, period. With, you know, my generation would rather be on their phone and post cute pictures and, you know, not necessarily pay attention to the child. And, you know, it's an easy way. I would say a leash is an easy way to not necessarily pay attention as much. You know, you can wander only so far, like you said.
Yeah, you know, I don't know what that's teaching the child, as far as, you know, what the child should be doing, and how the child learns limitations. Well, I guess you can say the child learns limitations by the leash, but I mean, I could see you doing that for animals, but for children, I don't think that's. A thing that we should be doing. And again, my mom had and dad had 13 of us, and there were no leashes. But you knew that this is what you should do, because you learned that through, you know, discipline. You know, let's just think about the development of a child. You know, the child is, you know, crawling. You know, when it begins to crawl, you know, you don't have to teach it to crawl. The child inquisitively learns that, you know, things around them, I want to investigate. So the child learns how to crawl. The child crawls around and eventually will pull himself or herself up on tables and mess with things that are all on the tables and break things and those kind of things. And the response to that, you know, had always been, you know, a smack on the hand, you know, and to teach the child discipline, not to, you know, put a child on a rope, but again, it's, what is that thing called?
A leash.
A leash. Well, think about that. And so by, you know, maybe the people don't realize, and I'm sure they don't, that, you know, they're probably going to be causing some difficulty in the development of a child, because they don't put a leash on somebody 3 or 4 years old, because, you know, the child 3 or 4 years old is a little bit older, a little bit stronger, and you're not going to be snatching them back. But it's always the really young children who are walking for the first time. So I just think that, you know, I was looking at this article and it just really made me stop and think, you know, what's different about children today than when I had children? And so this article, my toddler wears a leash. Here's what it taught me about parenthood. Now, you know, I knew in my bones that I would never leash a child of mine up like a labradoodle. The first time I saw a toddler on a leash, I was 8 years old and out for a stroll with my family. How do you remember that at 8 years old? I don't know, but anyway. We were hoping to catch a parade in the center of town, and plenty of other parents had the same ideas. The streets were full of youngsters who had been lured out with promises of floats and marching bands playing songs. In the throng of attendees, my mom and dad located another family they knew. While the adults exchanged pleasantries, I caught sight of their two-year-old's tether. It blew my mind. "Excuse me, is that a leash?" I asked, scandalized to see friends of mine's, of my parents, treating their offspring like a dog. Their response was casual, if a little defensive. "Yes, it's her leash. She'll run away if we don't use it." Now, you know, you gotta focus on your children when we're out and about and doing things. It's always been that way. You know, I know things are different today from the standpoint, all the technology and all, like you said, all those other things, people are focused on their phones and whatnot. But all that stuff has to come second to your focus on your child. I just think 844-967-2789. I think it certainly, you say your generation, but I, you know, there are folks before your generation that were doing this.
Definitely. And honestly, like the article said that you just read, I feel like everyone, not obviously not everyone, because people are doing it, but like you do, you look at it with that judgment. Like, what are you doing? That is not a dog.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and it can't be, well, if I don't leash my child, the child will run away. Well,
chase after your child.
Yeah, I mean, no, well, teach your child not to run away when they're young, you know. And, you know, how did the rest of us get through the development of our children without leashes? You know, we are making things in the society, changing things so much and making things a lot more easy for parents. But in the long run, I don't think it's a good thing. You know, develop the relationship with your children when they're young and babies, and get them to do the right things while they're young. Because, again, I know that my mom definitely, with 13 children, and we were like a year apart, didn't have any problems with us running off, right? You knew that this is where you were going to be, and mom was not going to chase you. So, you know, and maybe, you know, it's, people will say it's cute. Oh, that's cute. You see the baby on a leash? What? On a leash? Anyway, I just think we get to a point where we must look at all these things again and see if we can. And we can do better. All right, got to go to break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.